Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
7, and be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
No, stand by. Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. Rick's a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the guy who's been teaching us so much about change. Folks, all the times when Rick's not here and you hear me talking about leading change, don't just manage it, don't just recognize it, don't just be okay with it, but lead change. You know, the next word out of my mouth is that's what Rick Maurer taught us. That's this guy. Rick, thanks again for being here. I talk about you all the time on the show. I use your examples all the time because it's hard to go very far on Main Street these days without talking about change and innovation.
No, that's true. If you're leading something and you really are not comfortable with change, you're going to have real challenges.
Yep. Yep. So rickmaurer.com, M-A-U-R-E-R.com, right, Rick?
That's right.
So that's where you can find his books and all the things he does for his clients. We're talking about getting out of your own way, unforced errors. Change, sometimes change doesn't happen because of unforced errors. I use the example of how corporate America, it's no excuse, but the reason they have so much trouble with change is because they're being jerked around by the Wall Street analysts. Well, small business owners, mid-sized companies, we don't have any excuses because we don't have that kind of pressure going on. So you were going to tell us some no-excuse stories.
I am. Yeah, I like you using the phrase no excuses. There's one thing that stood out as one of the big unforced errors. And the situation is that, obviously, everybody knows we need to build support. We need to get this group, you know, picking up the ball and doing X, Y, and Z and all that. Unfortunately, organizations will measure projects, you know, on the financial outcomes and other kind of outcomes, but seldom really look at energy. Like, are people on board? Are they actually enthusiastic? Are they doing the work? And they may do that at 6-month mark, but what you need is, you know, you need something like a GPS. So if you have a meeting with your staff, and maybe it's just everybody hanging out by the trucks, but it's still a meeting, how do you know that what you said has gone over? And if you were saying, hey, this is really important and we got to get started on this next Monday, how do you know that that message went in and that people actually are going to do something? And what you need is a GPS. You know, a GPS doesn't tell me at the end of my trip why I missed all those meetings. I mean, it tells me right now you're making a wrong turn.
So could I say we discussed some ideas and we arrived at some solutions, but how much of it stuck?
Yeah.
Would that be another way to say it? How much of it stuck?
Yeah, absolutely. So if I'm your employee and you're saying, hey, and so Rick and so-and-so, you know, we need to do da-da-da-da-da, and I'm nodding my head and going, hey, Jim, you did it again, that's brilliant. How do you know? you know, not that I'm a liar, but how do you know that it really, well, to use your phrase, that it stuck, that something is going to happen? Because without that, you could go another 2-3 weeks and things are fine, and then you realize, hey, this Maurer guy isn't doing anything.
Right. Well, I think one thing you probably got to do, I'm just thinking about in a small business, people are going to nod their head and leave the meeting and hope that you don't ever bring it up again, you know.
Yep.
But you could say, okay, now, I'm glad you guys are paying such close attention, because when we come back in a week, Sue, I'm going to want you to give us a report on this part of it, and Bill, I want you to give us a report on that part of it. I'll be doing this other part, and we'll put our heads together in 1 week from right now.
Perfect. This
is when eyes get big as saucers. and then somebody says, boss, just to clarify, would you go over what you said while ago?
Well, That's absolutely perfect. And by the way, one of the reasons I call these unforced errors is that for a lot of people, me included, and if somebody tapped you on the shoulder and said, Jim, you sure you want to do it this way? And you go, oh, no, thanks. No, I really need to do some sort of call to action. I need to say, Rick, you need to do this. Mary, you need to do that. If a tap on the shoulder is enough to remind you what you ought to do, then if you make a mistake, it's an unforced error.
Mm-hmm.
If it never occurred to you that you really got to get people involved or you need to be clear or something, then it's not an unforced error.
Could you also say maybe just before you gave them those instructions, okay, everybody, I'm going to stop talking for a minute. I want to know what you think. Bill, you're first.
Perfect.
What do you think?
Yeah.
I call that the management power question. What do you think?
And you know, the first time you do that, or one of your listeners does that, people might be in shock, and there's a lot of, but boy, the word spreads. Like, oh, we better be prepared for this meeting, because he could call on anybody.
Well, and Bill says, hey, I went first last time. How come you can't go first?
Yeah, exactly. But people are paying attention, and so there are all kinds of informal ways that you can do these things. What you got to do is go, oh, that's important to do. Why don't I try this?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I try that? You don't have to go read another book. As much as I like books, mm-hmm. you don't have to read another book, and you probably don't need another plan for, you know, managing projects. What you
right.
need to do is pay attention to what you sort of instinctively know really ought to have happened.
Mm-hmm. When we come back after this break, I'm going to get Rick just to go 1, 2, 3. I'm going to get him to repeat himself. I'm going to get him to go over it one more time for us because we weren't paying attention enough the first time. And he's going to give us our assignments, Bill and Sue.
Well,
we're going to get our assignments on the other side of this break. Rick Maurer, Maurer.com is the website, and you'll thank me later when you go there. Stay with us.
Wheels on fire, and I tell you why.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.